Good day and welcome to the program. Me, the show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. And you go say, most listen to we on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. Me, where they bring this edition, come to you of the program, me, the show. Me, your name is Princess Pierce. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So, stay with me for the next 1 hour inside the program. You can be part of the program by where I go send you text message to the number on 0779-81981. And self, you can go now to Radio Democracy Facebook page for look the program live. Today inside the program, we go talk to the Executive Director for Little Lamb Event and Planning, Andrea Koroma, where go can talk about the work, where then they do, and how then they help young people in the country. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, Princess.
Well, the program na midday show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can send your message on the number on 077-981-981 for take part in the program. We go take the first issue inside the program. The mayor for the Freetown Municipality, Yvonne Akisoya, don't say Freetown City Council go begin the award to air them with the cleaning community. Yvonne Akisoya talked this Saturday, September 1 this year, during the general cleaning which can take place every first Saturday in the month. Also, I call on people for tap for the two-way dirty in a gutter for make flooding not happen again at Freetown, like how it done they happen over the past year.
Our initiative with His Excellency Retired Brigadier Julius Madabiu been come with after the win the 2018 presidential election. This make plenty people believe say this cleaning don't help for promote hygiene at the country and serve don't help for reduce plenty flood the waking happen at the country most of the time. Freetown City Council and the body we did before for the cleaning inside Freetown. We make our worship the mayor of Freetown Municipality Von Akisoya don't say Freetown City Council will begin the award to the cleaning zone. We will start by next week.
On site, all Monday within a ward, all Monday within a zone of a ward, with the institute cleanest zone in Freetown competition.
Good.
That zone, we go begin starting from next week. We need monitor the zones them take Christmas. The zone we win, we go bring Canada zone day solar lights, water, and scholarship
excellent.
For
Madam Akisoya talk this, maybe the go right around the city for monitor the cleaning. We say and continue, say the Saturday cleaning, not mean say people, but they keep them dirty in house and wait for the Saturday cleaning. As they say, now that's all they make the dirty the boku.
I want to emphasize something. Cleaning Saturday, not mean to say for the rest of the month,
no,
you did get out you dirty in house. You still for the train you dirty, you forget whether they can't train you dirty, now the correct side. We need for pay for let them take the dirty go. We not for the put dirty in their ground. I don't admonish all the side where they go.
Yes.
I don't say this. If we sit it for clean, not anybody can do it for we. Now me and you, whosoever you get, from this small picking to this big man, everybody get enrolled for play.
The Democracy been talk to some council of them. Mary Kamara, the councillor for Ward 402, constituency 114, where be the talk? He says some people, they put toilet paper and plastic and car with them.
The only thing no more than for tell the public, so in toilets, all in the brian can. And, you know, fine. We expect, say, anybody within the municipality will get house if they get toilets. For toilets, then they put them inside plastic, then they put them inside rubber can with them. They're not fine. Because people and they clean all over now the house, then bring the dirty. We not get serious issue now, yes. The people need sensitization for sensitizing council for do their work. So make them go around, let them make sure say everybody gets well at nine hours. Plenty hours there around here. So where the toilets now inside plastic and the spray and can.
Dr. Ekundayo Wilton, now the managing director at the Gokel Commercial Bank, be the talk about the reason why make them self part of this cleaning.
Well, we're not really into with the civil country, how will they go in it for work hard in our country? Will they see the vision of the president? How will they put our need for support? They see people, the environment, how everything they be we need for put your hands together for make it become better. Let me go decide today for law come out, rain or shine and clean.
Inside of the Council of Award 400, when a conscience 113, Marie Kamara says some people know they put the dot. The right side where they're supposed to put some. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Cheng Nojalo.
The program is still a listen to on a media show where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Like I been say, with me in the studio, I get two guests them where they can talk on different issue. I will introduce Andrea Kuruma, when I'm the executive director for Little Lamb Events and Planning, where they can talk on the work with the organization they don't do. And safe also get with me Tamba Tengbe, when I'm the National Secretary General for Kisi Bendu Youth Organization. And safe they can talk on the operation the way they don't do. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to listeners.
Well, first I will start with Mrs. Andrea Kuruma, we are the executive director for Little Lamb Events and Planning. Family where they listen go want for know everything but Little Lamb Events and Planning.
Well, Little Lamb now you one stop shop for all events. We organize, we coordinate, we execute any kind of event, whether it's a birthday, it's a workshop, it's a trade fair, it's a show, it's a wedding. We do the A to Z of farm. So basically, you just need for walk in and tell what you want. You pay we and we do them. We also, they do amazing cakes for all occasion. We get an awesome bridal parlor where you go get all thing for you. Wedding, we they do catering. So basically, now all thing in the events plan. Range.
So, who's place this in Little Lamb Day?
Little Lamb Day, number 10 Rock Lane, by that Pike Street turntable. As you pass the turntable, they go down Brookfields. Na day 10 Rock Lane.
We know say salon when it comes to events planning, decor and everything. We not too that much exposed like other country them. So like, we didn't come up with the idea for make you start this kind of business.
Well, basically, now what do you say? Because we be all lag behind the rest of the world in terms of event decoration, in terms of the cakes, what would they do? You know, we can go online and see amazing stuff online, but we're not able to do them. And by the time we get me first speaking, you know, my mommy, they work upline, and I don't be able to take a full-time job because we'll be the upline. So one day, I just sit down at my shop, I say, today, I can make cake. And I make cake, and I see how many come well. So I be eventually get forgiven to my nephew for his birthday. And so when I begin to, I know, say, I don't want to do like everybody else. I want to be very good at it. So I begin for pursue and see, waiting and they do now other parts of the world online. And I begin practice and do them and do them. Say, it can turn into a business because the demand go until we get where to get to there as Little Lamb Events and Bridals.
I been feel so with the Kegu to one of the kicks, flame, safe taste.
You go get them by the end of the program. You must get them.
So, like, how, in terms of, like, if you possibly want booking, how we can go about for Dudan, like, the different prizes I do about them?
Well, are they normally when you want book, especially if not a cake, if not cake, I will just tell you, say, send me a WhatsApp, a picture. I can like, let me cleanse and tell me what thing they want. So I can refer you to Google or somewhere. Send me a picture of what you want and I will create them for you. But if you get for do with an event, whether a wedding or something, I can like for meet with the people and face to face. So I can invite them for kind of my office and we can come and see them and plan. So I will give you exactly what you want. If you now for me call, you go call me on 078-342-782. You can call me, you can WhatsApp me. But when it can come for due to a big events, when I'm more than a cake, I can like follow with Sidom and spell out the details. You tell me you every desire, then we try for me time now.
So like what are some of the challenges them we don't face in this kind of job we do?
Well, first of all, na the people them. Well, Little Lamb we proud for say everybody in a Little Lamb was trained in Little Lamb. Basically, we not get very skilled people in advanced craft work. So we come up with the initiative one for capacitate somebody. So we take you, we train you, and based on how the business they go, we employ you. So basically, all we staff in a Little Lamb are trained and employed, but that's our biggest challenge. Another big challenge where we get now the fact that salon or event friendly, whether it's cakes, whether it's decoration, pass you order out. So eventually, like either spend lots of time online, they try for other things and for clients away. By the way, I don't lost thousands of dollars because so not they ever be delivered, or you get for travel for buy. If you want to make cake to international standards, so then in another challenge. And of course, we in a small business, wholly financed by we. So finance back now, another challenge for let we go at the pace where we want for go. But I think that the three main challenges then that they will get as a business.
Apart from, apart from the cakes where you say you they make, what else where you can enjoy what you do in you field of work where you do so?
Actually, another thing where they enjoy now the transformation in the lives of people, you know. We take unskilled and untrained people to man or even land. You come and you see them begin grow. You see life begin change. At least, you know, say, I don't make a difference. That now one of the huge satisfaction of my job. That I get the freeway for impact lives, for touch lives, not only for make money, but for touch lives, impact people and change their stories. And I think Sedani for me now a huge satisfaction.
So from the time you start for Do You Business to now, how you go assess the performance?
Well, of course it has gone. Originally, I didn't intend to start a business. I just be the do, wait till I like for do and for keep time. Wait till I get my stationery and provision shop. So now that cookery for school's book, I take now the stationery shop where I bake me first cake. But over the years, the demand for we products goes so much that we are not get choice because after some time, I mean, relocate, I be get my job, I'm the work with the American Embassy. But the demand for cake so much that to reach a time, I can't maintain two jobs. So I choose this because now I get more fulfillment. And because of that demand, we find out so we can't do anything but for turn into a business. So don't watch the business, don't go from the day where we open. I remember so we opened, we shop on April 16th, 2 years back. And from that 10 day to now, I don't see like the business don't grow. We don't able to employ staff. We don't train like three sets of trainees them in the past 3 years where we open. 2 years we open, don't train three batch. We're there on the third batch, then just begin. And so you just say we don't go from an unknown, a hobby, to a business. Not only a business where they employ people them, and not only a business where they employ people them, but where they train people them back. So you can basically track with growth projection over the years.
Now, you say you get a lot of people away on the work with, and when we come to planning cakes and all, woman they look for day before parenting and so like young people away they come up with get intention like dancing in the how you don't contribute to their life.
Well, actually, when I start, before I open, I been just think, say, it doesn't have to be me alone. So I like go back and say, well, before I open, I need for train people them. So I be look around me area at that time, and people away either you unemployed, you drop out, or something. I take the all and say, I want train una for something, and let we begin work. So I been take them in house, I train them, and it was residential, and I employ them. And some of them people then they still there with me down the years, and that was the first batch. After that, the following year, I say, well, this can't go like that. We they go, we need people and we need for contribute to society. So I be ask my friends around for say if you get somebody where not they do nothing or something or we not go school or we just they just send them and we go train there. There comes about we train with second batch. This year I open her out. I send them out to a few WhatsApp group people that apply for camp train. We take them in, we make a bit formal because the demand don't go. We take them in, we interview them, I call a board, we sit down, we interview them, and we look among them the most needy ones, them, where we think so we'll create more impact in, and we they currently then just begin and start August 1st. We don't begin train them for in life skills, in events, decoration, in cake making, in basically event management, give them few tips and tricks, even in the office management. So you see, say over the years we don't contribute. I get people there now where they work to me where we are unemployed, where now they work, they take care of their families, them. I get people there where I train, where they left, where they do cake making now. So you see, say over the years we don't really like transform the life of youth. I get people that in my office where I go tell you, say, I don't think say I go, they do this. But over the years, we don't help for building confidence, we don't help for train them in life skills. Where if they're not there with myself, then go able to make money for themselves as opposed to being idle and doing nothing.
Okay, well, that's now Andrea Kuruma, the executive director for Little Lamb Event and Planning. We did talk about how this organization don't change young people a life, don't transform them from what they be to now. Well, also with me, I get Tamba Tengbe, when I the National Secretary General for Kisi Bendu Youth Organization, if I can get that right. Good afternoon once more.
Yeah, thank you. How are you?
So, you go just one for the Terry small team about this organization.
Kisi Bendu Youth Organization, I think sometimes back 2013, 2014, nine, a couple of youth them come together and decide for form this group because we look at who say we come on, we know the three chiefdoms inside Kela, we know Kisi Ten, Kisi Kama, and Kisi Tungi. We see them in a deprived state and we say we don't come out with any different chiefdoms and we need to give back to them different chiefdoms. And they. So we come together after we've been in our colleges, we come together, we form this group. We will go launch in 2014, 2015 at the three chiefdoms. As we talk, we provide, so we will give scholarship to 18, picking them within the different chiefdoms, 666. And we just don't end with summer school where we can give, every August we can give free summer schools. The essence is for see, because this is education, they down at that place. But with intervention from 2015, we begin get this free summer school. Don't see say education only improve because considering the beke, first time the first kids in 21, 28, but now after we intervention, I go tell you say now then get 12, even the last beke, then get 12, then get 13, then get 14, then get 10. So the teachers and the principals then at the different schools and say this summer school law actually help them because previously way school can lock, the beginning can just go to a farm, then a village, they do nothing. But where would all they keep them abreast with this particular summer school? It actually don't they help the education drive in that particular part of the country. So the focus of KBYU actually want to see how we go able for change development, champion development and then respective chiefdoms and they. We, like this year alone, we able get speaking away and role in the program. We get up to 1,648 speaking there. Now, from JSS and from primary school up to SS level, the one they normally be excluded and the one they go for the special classes where government organized, we get for actually write the WAS. So because of this one, we want to call on people then for see how they will continue for work with Kisi Bendu Youth Organization. Because now a very young organization, but what you don't do, people then say, wow, they say the thing they want to do. We also get a partnership this year because of what you don't do in the past. We get a partnership from United States of America, when the Kwendu family then support we with $300 because then say this proposal would all right, it didn't place because then say education, now the only weapon we can change the mindset and change, bring rapid development. Because we, now that part of the country, they don't actually they in a total deprived state. When I mean deprived state, people then they are not even for feed na problem, even for provide for them picking them, you know, easy. Because the sideway then they are the extreme part, then they with Kailan, they those Liberia, they also deal with Guinea. So because they didn't have that extreme place, the government totally sometimes don't forget about them, like as if they are not part of Sierra Leone. So we don't come on and teach them the name. Some of we don't get education, they do we own jobs, we they sacrifice whatever we get for ensure say we give back to them people then they, because at the end of the day, these are the future leaders. If we left them, they will never forget a better future and we'll begin to ask ourselves tomorrow, which you don't contribute for actually change and contribute to human development of this country.
You say when they do boku boku tin them for the entry chiefdom then they will not come together and una na graduates then we can together. So like how they get una support and funding for do then kind of work then they will not do chiefdom day.
Like how would they do as an organization with a tax we serve? Well, first and foremost, you give or pay your dues as a member. Every member get for pay your dues. That dues is one of the way that they generate income. We can do also bobby job to people who think say then come on at them place or any other person who need say now well meaning citizen in the country we think say like education or one for see development. We can also go do a bobby job. Apart from that, also we can do with proposals and concept notes or they share to other groups them. Now that way then they would generate income, but it's just not forthcoming as we expect. So what we can do with the tax reserve as an executive member, other people don't think say yes, this now one for do. If you self think say you support this initiative, then self can come on board and support you. That's not the way they would generate income.
Okay, So most people go they listen with the wonder say why una focus on education, because we know say when it comes to the provinces, a lot of issues them they where they affect the people within a particular part they.
Yes, you're right. We prioritize education, but we don't focus on education, because as I talk now, we also embark on farming. We want to see how we membership down there, because we get a structural membership. We are informed Freetown here down to that level, get coordinator, get membership them. For see how they go self go get themselves involved in other activities. And every December we'll get a social activity. We are in with the goat meets Kisi Bendu for just keep the people them socially lively, or because we not just want for we talk about education, but also keep them socially lively, because at the end of the day, that person we now can win any we can win Miss Kisi Bendu. We can ask and answer for champion advocacy for women, champion advocacy for promote education. So now so we don't do one for the past 3 years. Even this one we already talk about now all the plans. So this year we get forget different teams. The team where you choose, where you win, that team, then that team they get. If now women empowerment, if now girls empowerment, if now for support speaking them in your way, for able to make sure say you provide waiting and paying, they're not able to provide for them. Anyone that we get for win that one day, now that team they get for actually champion that area. And also they advocate for development. As I talked to in Kisikama recently, two issues that happened, they were very critical. You could you imagine there is no network in that place. And if Kumba woman in a critical state, then get for call Nakailam for ambulance. You get for walk like a mile or 2-3 miles, forget network. So come in sometimes they say then they all over Sierra Leone, then they in all of the 14 chiefdoms or 16 chiefdoms of this country. That's not so true, because there are chiefdoms in this country we not get network. And that's also the increase to the maternal mortality of women then. Because if a woman in a critical state, they're not able to address another particular CHC day, they get for call Kailam. Say then they call Kailam. That's the whole call. So this now is CLC issue. I don't call on NATCOM, I don't call on even Airtel, because I understand Airtel already gets pool, but the pool is not working, and this now is a serious concern.
So you say when I give scholarship to picking them, how una can come about for select then different picking and for getting the scholarship?
For the scholarship, I be happen. We know we say we've been get Ebola in this country, so we've been look for the less privileged picking them. The picking them would think say they actually they need where them pay and they're not going to afford. So now we've been select 666 from all the 3 chiefdoms, and I've been for 3 years. This is not the last year for the scholarship, and thankfully, we don't get the free education where the government don't launch. We believe say that's going to help the pay and them. And the picking the way, you know, they continue for support. And thankfully, one for say the picking the way them doing that with scheme, they don't do very well. All of the 18s, they all on pass, and some of them they in the SS now, they prepare for ride they was. Some don't ride them back. So just don't continue for encourage them. Say this one now it is stop. Now government don't come in. But we say now the government don't tell us say the free quality education. Then now this they get for do lossy again. If we will get more funds, because they're not going to provide bags or they're not going to provide uniform for the either shoes, perhaps we can come in again and say, okay, you don't get bag, you don't get uniform, forgive you again, launch another team, because we won't just for keep them abreast. We may pay the lessons and other thing. So at the end of the day, now so we actually can do.
Well, that's Atamba Tembe, the National Secretary General for Kisi Bendu Youth Organization. They talk on the operation the way they do. Now, 3 chiefdom them, we then say then they talk to, then get a lesson, a syndicate for picking them and serve them the support towards education. Then we also get Andrea Kuruma, when the executive director for Little Lamb Events and Planning, where they talk on the work where they know they do, and how they contribute to young people, where they don't change their life, where they say they do great things. Well, the program is still listening to on a midday show where they come to your life from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. The Information Officer and the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Lansana Bayosisi, don't say the inspection with the ministry they do now, all private security agency them. Now for know if the agency they had to pay the minimum wage salary, so they will command them. As they say, the law will bet any agency when not they go according to the minimum wage. And safe say people we want for go work in other country for come na the ministry, as they get the legal access for get work in other country. He explain more to me inside this interview.
Since they don't get boku concerns, the workers them now one pan them they get mine for come na the ministry for come bring them complain. Because we can interview them, so they say if my boss no say account so complain, then go sack me. So what you do, all they go to the media or they let them fear for say, you come with the information. When you call the information, and that we dey per work with now, because right now we dey on the spot inspection. When we dey go, we get certain information the way we dey ask for. Now then we dey know whether you dey comply with the minimum wage, whether you dey pay the person asset contribution, whether you dey allow the workman for proceed on leave, whether you dey provide protective gears for them, particularly the workman, the security them for na net when a rainy season. As long as we discover or say you as a private recruiting company, you know they comply with the labor laws of this country to start with, we know they give you approval.
Another issue they obey, some of the workmen they are say can say then they can't report the issues them na the ministry, but the ministry no can look at and concern and can side with the boss then at the different private agency them. How to that?
Well, we don't they read their talk there, so boku. The minister, the permanent secretary, the commissioner of labor, they always the one we will command them against them thing and day. In case they get for find you wanting pending thing and day, you go get for lost your job. We don't will command themselves, who they advise them, warn them against that. So if anybody gets any evidence of anybody where he say you bring your case can at this ministry, then compromise your case, bring the matter come to the commissioner of labor. Let we know who that then are these people the way public they say where you count your matters then aya. Now so then go treat you, then go treat you unfairly. We don't then aya we people in the count in cases then. So start with a not deliberate for let them delay people in cases then now because the workforce now in not large. The thing is some workman there they can't complain, they know they exercise patience. You get for invite the employer, we employ you for can say now this we get from you. And this ministry cannot get the power for order the arrest and detention of employers.
The ministry gets a concern we when I say don't they go around. So like we think that's more than concern here.
Yes, we don't they get this talk about people and the human trafficking. Then they take people from this country, they go outside for go work, where some they go suffer inhuman and undignified treatment. Most of the people learn from so far where we don't understand where they come. Now people learn where we try for interview them, they not go tell you say now from any of their recruiting, then registered recruiting agencies, then we register to ministry, particularly to be specific, the government, they not register with them. So we serve the trifle, we know about the underground recruiting agencies there where they can recruit people and hire, particularly human them, then pass through with neighboring countries and then they go find their way outside and they go suffer. And if it will be a concern to we the people in this country, because people and they talk for say things are hard, naimic, then they take them ventures and they but I believe say your life very, very important. You can't get airport. They not pass with you in a country airport. Then go pass with you in another country airport. Then they for don't send a signal to you.
You say una get list of registered companies, then yes. We can take people and go out for work.
Yes.
So like, we think you really happy with some of the other companies. They say una not know what can put on pardon kind business outside the complication. The
well, we self the try for no. Because even the one the way they registered, this thing don't be a big concern today. They worry them. As I say, themselves don't get an association now. Where then they try for let them know about their underground recruitment here, so then they can do na the country. Somebody can do Obayanda, then somebody they tell and say, well, I need somebody for let they can do domestic work for me now. If you will forget for me, now na country and not mine. So then where they now then they call na salon. Tell the boss where Sabina, but first so boss in Obo, they come, work then also for Kando, now so then they do their recruitment and they.
Those measures they want to put in place now for tap them people and they will not register with the ministry for the put on pardon kind business, they are way illegal.
We get 4 registered companies now this country where they do recruitment. We get HPG, where they address then a number 1 Duke Street off Circular Road. We get HR consultancy. Then they own office then a 2 mark building na Poti. We get Unified where they own office then a 319 Bible Road na Kalbaton. Then we get Beruf where for now then get question mark. But then they na Spur Road. Now the 4 companies and then they at least where the ministry they deal with. Where anything pertaining recruitment, as I talk right now, most of them companies and they say currently don't get job offer na the hand. Quite recently, the ministry and the government just don't launch the National Labour Migration Policy, the first ever way salon they get. For just show you how government want for regulate and make sure say it protect anybody will go through their recruiting agencies. They also go out for go work, let it get in protection.
That's Nalansa Nabayosi say, the information officer at the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. But they talk to me inside that interview day, but inspection with the ministry they do now all private security agency them. For no, even they pay them the worker and a minimum wage salary and safe people wake you and go work in other country for come na the ministry as now then get the legal access for get work in other country. The program is still a listen to a media show where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. With me, I still get Andrea Kuruma, the Executive Director for Little Lamb Events and Planning. We've been on the talk on lots of issues concerning the organization, the work. And Seth Tamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General for Kisi Bendu Youth Organization, where they are Kalam, where then they talk about the syndicate when they do the contribution with the Rondogito education and the three chief of them in the Kailan district. Well, I will come back to my guest them. Also, I will talk to Mrs. Kuruma, who is the executive director for Little Lamb Event and Planning. Mrs. Kuruma, you don't talk on different things in the work and also like your relationship with your staff them. How it are like?
Well, we don't enjoy a good relationship over the years. I can say, well, we office we not get work my world now one family, so we try for build a cordial relationship the way we get this familial atmosphere where we can able talk to ourselves and relate to ourselves, not as boss and workman but as a family.
So we don't hear the Ministry of Labor they talk about the minimum wage. So in terms of that ARD, how for you inside your staff them?
Well, we don't have a keep follow get the minimum wage. At least all man they get the minimum wage. I think that 500,000, right? Mm. All man they got try for get them. With the structure we business have in such a way, all staff go to get nasty it and go to pay PAYE and all that. So then go get the full package as staff na Little Lamb.
Okay, when I get branch any other side on that Pike Street area no more?
No, na Pike Street now we day for now. Although we hope for go na the provinces in the not too distant future, but currently na Pike Street we base.
Okay, Mr. Tamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General, we for the Kisi Bendu Youth Organization. We don't they talk on the education sector. So like when I get plan for extend this on a education program that they do to other chiefdom them on an obese no more on the Kailan.
Well, frankly, looking at the constitutions, we only limited in the three chiefdoms, but with the external, because as I talk now, lower chiefdom, we know the part of the Kisi and Kama chiefdom, we don't extend it. These three people get 9 centers, Mano Sewadu, we give them 1 center because we don't want themselves to be left out because they say, then things say they need them and then picking themselves one for they do well in the different public exams. So that's why we take them to lower chiefdoms. But one for see how we extend them, but you will extend something depending on the funding you hand we get, because like looking at this year, we recruit 55 teachers and we are paying them is free. Now we pay the teachers and the picking only they go your responsibility only for go attend and take the different classes. And also at the end of the classes this Friday, we'll be organizing reading challenge and also exams. Best of the picking we do very well, we give them prizes, we give them books, we give some of them bags because we just want for keep them abreast and able for providing learning materials for them, so that at the end of the day, next coming year, they go gladly back for go and attend the summer school and go take them very seriously. We actually get planned for external, but you need funds and you need the available resources, and then you're able to take them to other places.
So, like when una bring this initiative come up, how the community people and be accept this on idea?
I want to say the stakeholders very much don't welcome this initiative. For far too long, as I talk, the honorable members of parliament and the different paramount chiefs and the other community stakeholders, Then say this one, a laudable initiative, because now the third time this would implement the summer school, because we started since 2015, this is 2018. And every year we get new roads, we make inroads in the different community. We start with like 3 centers. We go to 6 this year, we don't get 9 centers. So one for C by coming 2019, we want for make a more. But the stakeholders, then they don't say the only challenge, because now the payment of the teachers. The teachers, we get for pay there. If we get the more funds, we're able to take them to other places and expand and be as the expander. Because as we talk, some villages, then they don't ask, say, why we left the young villages them out. Because now selected major towns and few other villages we identify, we're not going to cover the entire, because we get many villages, 42 villages across, but we're not going to cover the entire villages. So we look for the major villages, and the one that we most speaking, Kiwaka, how many miles for camp schools. Then one day we have government assisted schools and government schools for the centers and they.
Okay, school go open just now for the next academic year. So like waiting on a plan they wanna don't put in place for them picking their ass.
Like I said, the one day we would only give scholarship already, the free quality education don't be launched. And one for the government don't tell waiting they provide. We self get for coming. But see, what we say go do for them, particularly team pickings and they. Because we actually want for increase to 30, but now with the free education, we know say yes, education now is free. But parents then go still get for buy bags, get for buy shoes and other thing. So we say get for step in for see how we go for help them parents. Most they look always they look at the deprived picking and the picking able things say then actually they need the most vulnerable, not to any kind picking with the gay. Now that make all the go the selection criteria. We actually not just the select you, but they go and verify. So at the end of the day, we don't do that background checking. So we not just can give you based on merit, for you based on merit, not on sentiment.
Waiting now on a working relationship with other organizations they with the Nana Sim Kaila on district for help support this one initiative.
KCBendu Youth Organization, in short, we can call KBRO, a registered organization with the National Youth Commission, with the Kailan City Council, and also with the Ministry of Youth. So we are well established and recognized. And we get partnership with a couple of other organizations in Kailan. Other organizations themselves don't try to come on board for see how they will support this initiative. Because like I say, we believe say education are the backbone to any development, because we can always shape the minds of we societies them, depending if our culture will change the minds of the future generation. Because if they're in bleak state, then automatically we know say we're not gonna move forward. Because looking at the literacy level, we did very little down. But with them kind of drive, then they will get and other people they emulate and they take them across different places. We believe say this country all they yearn for will get more get a better state when we get a well educated nation. Who at least we will begin boast of. We compare ourselves to other countries now, like Ghana and other countries now, because the literacy level will actually increase. We already begin to do things in a very unique manner when we get a literate population, we dominate the illiterate population.
Okay. That's Natamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General for KCBendu Youth Organization. We don't talk on the operations them. Well, Madam Andrea Kuruma, we are the Executive Director for Little Lab Events and Planning. In where somebody do them kind of business there, time management and want to be paramount. And you na you married, you get your home, and then you get for the run your business. So like how you can do balance your time for do your work. And we know say events planning. So man can call you 10 minutes. I get the phone mix, so you get for one first, you go yonder and do all your stuff for them. So like how you can do your time.
Well, like I said, I have a great team. Little Lamb Events and Brothers, it's not all about me. It's about me and the team I work with. And I don't enjoy the support of my team over the past 2 years old or open for business. So I get a good support team. I also get a very supportive husband way, no mind for be mommy and daddy for a time. So like way no say I get an event in a mommy and daddy, you know, mind and very good at it. So because I get a good home support and a good office support, it makes it so easy. I don't get the challenge like you know, say I get for because I get a team way, you know, say we get this event, we get for waiting. Of course, the T-Walking last minute pan most of the time, we so tend someone will call you today for today and a cake. cake then get that problem day. So always get teams, so I always get ready bait, stand by cake or cow, just the ice some something like that. Then event you then go don't tell you at least 1 week or 3 days to the time. And I get a team where go don't put things in place where on the day for the event I for just execute some event and they can begin for work on them the day before because of time and all that. And my husband gave me that leeway day for say do what you want and I will support you. So he always there as a good backup at home for the kids.
Okay, you don't talk about the challenges them way you be the face way for do the work. So now what are some of the successes them where you don't get so far from you start for the business?
Well, one of the successes that the business itself, the way how it don't grow, it don't expand over the years. Even me 2 years ago, if them tell me say little I'm good, they so enough for being believed. So what that's for me a huge success. Another success now the people that we train, where we don't train over the years, we don't learn, people that we don't employ, people that we don't get their life transformed. You see physical differences, not just in words, but physical differences. So that's for me again another huge success. And of course, we get the success day by day for every cake we make where the clients come back and happy. Even just now, in the studio, I don't receive a text from somebody. We pick up a cake yesterday, said that the best cake you don't ever get. And so that gives me huge satisfaction. We'll do events and you come back and say, oh, I feel so happy you make, like, we do a traditional decor for one lady. And he say, the best part of my wedding was the decoration. That's for me, it's a whole achievement. So, for which every little thing we do, we come out and the person be satisfied. That's an achievement for us. For the lives that are changed, that are transformed, that are not what they used to be, that's a whole achievement. For the business where they grow day to day, strength to strength, it's a whole achievement for me.
So, like, you don't talk fine about the business, like cake, sweets and all. So, like, me or person, we go on for make le Madame Kuruma play and pine business decorate in place. Help us go get access for look some of the thing them way you don't do.
I get two Facebook pages, in fact. I get the little lamb cakes where basically they focus on with cakes. All the cakes so they do with him and post regularly. And we get little lamb events and bridals when our business page where they get all team but little lamb, whether it's the events that what they do, whether it's what's coming up, where to they focus on, we get them page and they. You can also WhatsApp me on that my number 07834278 and you ask me what you want, I can send pictures for you and you see on WhatsApp. And of course we day on Instagram, it's little lamb 001 on Instagram where you can follow some of we work back.
In terms of the deco, the materials them we can use or the thing them normal we can use for decorate places, are you able to get them now locally made or you can order them?
Well, we they only buy the material them from here, and like what they do traditional decor, we basket them, we have 15 there, shukubla and whatever, we they get an aya. But basically, vase, flowers, blah, 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 pass we order from out, you know, they in aya, so for sale. And if you meet up and say, be very, very expensive way, you know, they always meet up, so we can go out and buy and carry it.
So how much it will cost somebody we want for make you go do a nice decor for them na invent?
Well, the decor price depends on how many guests, what are you and business they take place, how far or near it be, and how much you want, whether you want just a customized package, you want the full package, now they determine the price. So now make we can say, talk to we, and let we understand we self, and we can meet at a point. And of course, we're not Combra business, we're not a try for bankruptcy. So if you come and you explain situation so we can understand with you, and we get people that we can give discount based on the situation at the time.
Okay, that's na Madam Andrea Kuruma, the executive director for Little Lamb Invent and Planning. We don't need to talk on the work. The program is still a listening to on a media show where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can see me also get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of Osiwa Empowered by AfriCell. Or you can send a message on the number on 077-981-981. Or you can go on the Radio Democracy Facebook page and watch the program live. As they don't begin one training for the National Youth Cup them, the Deputy Executive Director for National Youth Service, Mohammed Jalo, don't say, with the National Youth Service Program, we don't the B, then go bring unity in the country, outside different people go work in the region them, we then come out. Mohammed Jalo, the Deputy Executive Director, he talk more to Theodore Arena about this program.
The process be done start from where then? Take forms and fill them and they apply, and now we do the interviews after we don't do the shortlisting, and now our interviews with Depa.
One way go the list we go want for know how na been come about for do the shortlisting of them people here.
All right, we be really constrained, I can assure everybody of that day, but we try we level best for make them very transparent, because we want for let everybody be given the fair opportunity. We'll get 1,119 applicants, and all we two need now 200. So what we do, we call on other partners, we call on other people where we all day in this together, like the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Labor, Anti-Corruption, Restless Development, HRMO, you know, we invite them for letting come, and let we all sit down and set criteria as to how we go able to come up with this 200 out of this 1,119. And so after that criteria meeting day, we don't get to be reasons why we be able to get with 200, we'll get so now. And how we able to prioritize women as against men, then I do wonder we qualify, because we always don't say not to just for bring women, now for bring the one that we qualify, more so with this one, a pilot project.
So what are the criteria they want to look for?
Yeah, what we do, we not everybody in a graduate, and the act tell we say we for cater for university degree graduates. So everybody will go university 4 years, will not say you're not graduate. So because we get this limited space, we try now for squeeze and to the very, very best. That is, we look for the degrees. You know, say degrees, then they by division. Then they by either honors or general. So we put all the one in it together. So now we get the one that we get 1-1, 2-1, 2-1 general, 2-1 honors, to 2 general, to 2 honors. Then we take all the one in into consideration for bring the very best out of the 200 we'll get so.
So how do I pick them? Is it now all over the country or I just pick them from Fito?
Yeah, well, this one get for really interest people for no say, this get the biggest national face ever. We not only just grab and say, Lord, choose them by name. No, everybody we apply from a region of origin. What's how you come up from, you know? And so we don't try to level best for say, okay, because we get 200 spaces available, we get 5 regions already. Lord, make them 40 per region. Then we again go back to districts. Lord, make sure say every district recognized and represented in the whole process. It'd be unfortunate that some district then they now 1 or 2 people and no more apply. And for as long as they qualify automatically, then get their space. We now they go look into the same region and pick from some other district just for fuller regional balance there. But make sure say at the end of the day, every district, even the one that when a 1 grain person apply, is going to be represented in this process.
Okay, so we wanna get for sending people there out. Usai and Usai wanna get for sending so.
This pilot project get for be implemented in 4 districts, and the 4 districts then are Poloko, Bombali, Bo, and Kenema. And each of them district here, we get 4 chiefdoms in them district, and then we'll get for pilot this project. So then 200 people here, we send them now then 4 district then they, and now then chiefdoms then they within then district then they.
So now, what kind of work would they expect them for go do?
The National Youth Service. They got the primary task of going there to serve in the areas where would you expect them. We prioritize education, agriculture, health. Now, the one in they will prioritize, even though some other areas and the way we know, say, we go get for send them as the case may be. But apart from that, we expect them, say, before then they left them communities, then they for they able to put together a legacy, a community concept where the people then will left benefit from. Say, like, I go work now one area and I realize, say, the hygiene situation, they down. As a cop, I now get a responsibility for develop a concept where go deal with the hygiene system. Maybe how for tackle STDs or how for do environmental cleaning, just something like that. Bring the youths then together. But that's going to be their secondary motive. The primary motive now for take them off their comfort zone. Imagine some man they will know one day come on here and papa and mama. So we get for put them first in that camp, observe them and see how them will believe. And like how they talk this now, we know they come on McKinney, we send you go McKinney. So we cops the need for prepare themselves for that. You know, when they talk about national cohesion, we get this notion that this country say, Timini man no good, Mende man no good, Kono man no good. No. So now when they take the Timini man, we send them to the Kono man them, let it go prove to the Kono man they say no. How the perception when I get about Timini man not correct. When they take the Mende man, we send them at Timini line, let it go show the culture of the Mendes to the Timinis. By the time we don't achieve this thing, we are sure of a country where cohesion. Nobody know the top bottom because it already they exist in we as a country.
Okay, now prepare for pay them salary or na free work that they go do.
Because then they volunteer with the getting stipend. We get a very attractive stipend for them. We want to thank the government for their support because they don't already put aside some money for all the way to they do so right now. It's certain that the money there, we don't talk with the Minister of Finance, they give backing. The President, as we all hear in the well of Parliament and this, in the state opening, he commits himself to this process. The Minister of Youth Affairs, very, very supportive of this whole process. So we get stipend for them. We not only get stipend for them, we get their uniforms. They are going to be unique in the field. We give them caps, we give them t-shirts, we give them trousers, we give them boots, you know, we give them bags, which are then going to put them personal effects them for them to do what they do. So it's going to be attractive, it's going to be fine.
Okay, so almost at the amount we then put?
We get a budget of 600,000 per cop for now, but that was like a 2016 budget, you know, and so we still play around with the Ministry of Finance for let them see reason why we need for like increase this thing, taking inflation into consideration and the like. But for now, na 600, and we hope for increase them. Another benefit we then they get as cops, apart from the money, now the fact that we don't negotiate and we then in constant touch with the Ministry of Health for let them give an approval that all them cops here we go they serve. If anything do them, like sick, if they know they feel well, they can go to any government hospital or government facility, health facility around, and therefore treat them free. Similarly, we effort for negotiate with the Transport Ministry that each of them with cops here, once they get their uniforms, they get their identities, they want to move from one spot to another spot, once not with, now within the operational areas, therefore able to convey them free of cost.
Okay, it go get for town like if people not get a National Youth Service Certificate, how we go get for look like, but see over 1,000 people apply and are just 200, the National Youth Service Scheme go get for it.
Indeed, now we end product dandy. Now dandy we all the wish for, say by the time we done all this process, we will get for make a law in this country that anybody we want for get job, go get need for get a National Youth Service Certificate first. But one thing where the lawyers then can always say, I think they say, you know, they put law and just act on them. But what will they do? By the time they reach, we get an Act of Parliament right now where they say, when they graduate from 2016 now they're for pilot. By the time we don't pilot this NCC, it's working. Like how it happened in Nigeria. Imagine Nigeria is 45 years old in this stuff now. So you know, say them, they will make a law now. So what we go for do after this pilot and we realize, say, this is workable, we now they put them as law. And by the time they review the act, we could now specify the graduates them with ego affect, you know, that as you come out college in between this period, once you come out within this period, if you don't serve first, if you don't serve, you know, get what you want until you come back and serve. It happened in other countries.
That's now Mohammed Jalo, the Deputy Executive Director for National Youth Service. Be they talk to Theodore Arena inside the interview day. Also, be they talk about the National Youth Service Program, where they don't they do, as he say, that will bring unity in the country. The program is still a listen to on a media show where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. With me, I still get me two guests them, where don't they talk on different issues them. Andrea Kuruma, the Executive Director for Little Lamb Event and Bridal Planning, be the talk on the work with the non do. And Sef Tamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General for Kisi Bendu Youth Organization within Akailan District, we don't talk on the syndicate operation, the education support, we don't get to pick in them, we come out on the side. Well, Madam Andreas, we not get better term again. We know say in deco and everything in design, it go with trending. And now we don't come into the ember months where enjoyment get for the plenty. So in that line, the waiting na the and plan the way you don't already put in place for the different occasions then we get for come now.
Currently we don't restock for the, because we all know say the wedding season, we see October begin now, the guys begin our wedding season, don't cancel. So don't restock, we don't upgrade, because one for be better each and every year, one for be better, one for look better. So we don't add to we current stock will be get. Last year we don't add, we don't try for be better than we were. Like Saturday we do an event where I go post where I get the pictures them in, where it is a different from what we've done they do. So we don't actually upgrade for be better and for give we clients them better services.
So like, so young people them we just want for be like Madam Andrea, say myself one for become an interior decor and body make cakes and all of that. Wait till you go on for say so they will go to listen you.
Well, it takes focus, it takes planning, it takes passion. Like Saturday we'll get that event, we'll not go sleep till almost o'clock. So nothing comes easy. Focus, try for no, for investigate about what you want to do. If you find out, and people can ask me, say, hey, who's how you train? I not train. It takes passion and dedication. I begin look online, begin join online platforms, then for be better at what they do. Go get training online because we not get then I have for give the standards to international. So I go get trainings online. Currently, I'm a part of the online crafts community when I community where they design handiworks. So investigate about what you want. See who say you can get more knowledge, more training, more insight for be better. It takes focus. It takes dedication. It takes sacrifice. Now, one of the constraints of the young generation, we want it easy, especially this techno world, but nothing comes easy. So you want it, you put your heart to it and go after it with all your might. You will definitely achieve it.
Okay, well, that's na Andrea Kouma, the executive director for Little Lamp Events and Bridal Planning, be the talk on the work we don't they do. Well, now to you, Tamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General for Kisebendo Youth Organization. Wait till you go on for Seto Fambule now. Where they listen you?
I want for tell family and say we all need for come on board and support the education like where the government don't launch the free education initiative. I believe say that's now a laudable one. Already we be no starter. Whoever thinks say one for support KBYU, you free for do so. Because at the end of the day, we are giving back to our different communities and chiefdoms who don't come on. Because I believe say when you give back to where whatever don't contribute part of your life, that is it tell well. But if you fully and you fully food, you say no, that's not my business because I think for me everything is okay. No, whatever you can do for change perspective or change situations, come on board and do that because that's one very helpful for able for change the narrative around redevelopment and re-educational drive.
Okay, before we go finally, Madam Andrea, so like what do you want to for do in the future, like for collaborate with different people?
Well, in the near future, one of the people that we want for collaborate with are the Ministry of Education, especially primary and secondary, before we reach to the tertiary. But it don't prove difficult for me to the minister. I don't really try for meet them, but I'm not able to meet them. So if anybody with the list able help me, because we get a whole package where we work with the Ministry of Education on some events. But because we're not able to meet the minister yet, it don't reach a stalemate, and so that now one of the people that we really really want for collaborate with for promote education.
Okay, well, plenty thank you to me two guests that we join me in the program today, Andrea Kouma, the executive director for Little Lamb Events and Bridal Planning. We don't they talk on the work, we don't they do the lovely cakes, the decor, we don't they do for events and everything. The office then are 10 Walk Lane by Pike Street roundabout at the office day. Then to Tamba Tengbe, the National Secretary General, we for the Kisebendo Youth Organization within a Kailan district, who say them different chiefdom them we then join together for me then do this education program for different people within other chiefdom day. So plenty thank you for una join me inside the program. Well, now the program is the show left for today, Monday, September 3rd. Plenty thank you to my producer, Alex Lawrence Kouma, and my executive producer, Michael Sambula. Plenty thank you to Parkin Theotis Thomas, where don't give me technical support, and Seth Moses Kavura and Jonah, where join me in the program today. Me, we bring this edition come to you. My name is Princess Piazzi Tata.